This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Jeff Bezos looking into buying the Washington Commanders with Jay-Z.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rock's in the building. You're crazy for this one, Jeff.
Three quarters for ownership. Would have to approve this sale.
Yo, Goodell.
Earlier on the show, Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Coming up, plus from Paramount Plus's Criminal Minds Evolution, actor Joe Mantegna. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Joe Mantegna is here in studio in hour number three. My gosh, there's so much we could talk to him about. Joey Zaza, right? From
Ironically,
The Godfather Part 3.
He loves Rudy and thinks it's 100% accurate.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Is he a Notre Dame guy? Is
no, I'm just saying Joe Mantegna doesn't.
Oh, got it. No, you're good. You're good. He plays Fat Tony in The Simpsons. Of course, David Rossi in Criminal Minds. And that's what he's doing here, is he's here to promote Criminal Minds. Returning. Criminal Minds up. Should I do the every time we think that's out and he pull you back in?
Absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't
he? I don't think he was in that scene, was he, Joey Zaza?
No, I don't think so.
Did he get bitten by Andy Garcia in that movie? Isn't that what happened?
Movie in so long.
I gotta say, I think I've only seen it once.
Yeah, I've watched one and two a lot recently.
Right.
Let's get them all. Let's hit them all now while we got the
two. Dropping on Thanksgiving Day, two episodes. It re-premieres. The original cast members, all of them, they're all reprising their role. Aisha Tyler, who we adore here. Adam Rodriguez, Paget Brewster. Oh, man, look at this. Season here in studio, hour number three. Tyreek Hill's going to join us in about 18 minutes' time. The Miami Dolphins, coming off of that big win in Detroit at Chicago before a home date with Cleveland and then a bye week. And
sneaky good game this weekend, Miami and Chicago.
How sneaky is it, Cowboy fan? Chicago? Gave you a little run for your money. There was like a 5-minute period while you were in the barn with Ashton where you get a little nervous.
Yeah, I never really felt completely comfortable until like the fourth with that game.
Well, so later on this hour, I'm going to give you our top, just some games that I'm looking forward to seeing in the rest of
Love
week
it.
Nine. You know?
Love it.
What's more likely coming up a little bit sooner in this segment right here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's take the phone call. Jason in Phoenix, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason?
Hey there. Thanks, guys. I had just a comment. You know, you and I, we put a pin in the conversation regarding Ben Simmons a while back, and I'd like to comment on that if I get the chance to. But before that, I just want to say something in defense of Kyrie Irving and in defense of people who follow religions with books.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of stuff in them. And we're not accountable for everything inside of it. And I just want to say, if we're allowed to support a president who doesn't denounce the KKK or David Duke because he says he doesn't know enough about them in 2016, and we're going to allow people to support that president and separate those beliefs from the other beliefs that they agree with, I think this is the least we can do for Kyrie, is to allow him the same type of respect. So,
well, I mean, Jason, I mean, you really broadened the scope right there, to say the least. And, you know, in this day and age, man, where there's so much about what about this and what about that and what about this and what about that, you're doing this, what about that, you know, it'll make your head spin. And what it does, in my opinion, Jason, is it dilutes the actual conversation that needs to be had. Okay, so the conversation that needs to be had is the one that we've been having. And I appreciate the call, and you could call back about Ben Simmons, certainly, since you certainly brought me to the subject matter I was going to talk about anyway here, is the what about that, what about that, what about that? And then when it all comes down to it, you don't talk about what needs to be talked about. Well, the whataboutism takes away from the about. Too much. So let's talk about just this. And this is Kyrie Irving being suspended by the Nets for at least 5 games. They said in a statement that came out middle of the day yesterday after we were done. The statement comes out from the Nets that he is going to be suspended for at least 5 games because of his press conference yesterday. I mean, if you recall, I played a 3-minute soundbite of him explaining his thought process on everything. And, you know, when it all comes down to it, the one statement that he made at the end of his press conference is the one that I believe led to the suspension by the Nets to just end this for the moment, remove Kyrie from the scene, basketball-wise and also press conference-wise. Certainly after he had just spoken with the Anti-Defamation League, or he didn't even confirm that he met with the Anti-Defamation League, and the ADL and the Nets and Kyrie had put out a statement earlier where Kyrie had offered $500,000 and the Nets matched to the ADL to help combat hate speech in communities that require it. So the ADL, prior to this, the suspension from the Nets, said, we're not taking his money. And you might sit here and go, what does that mean? And I don't want to get too deep into it because, man, we have been deep in it all week long. But when Kyrie was asked point blank by Nick Friedel of ESPN yesterday, our third hour guest, you know, can you say, you know, unequivocally, you're essentially, are you anti-Semitic? And he didn't answer yes or no. And Nick even responded by saying to him, it's a yes or no question. And his answer was like, if you understand where I'm from or what my upbringing is, I'm paraphrasing, you'll know I'm not anti-Semitic. How can I be anti-Semitic if you know what my upbringing is? When he says that, let me just quickly explain. When he says that, he is talking about part of this documentary that says that people of color are the real Jewish people and somebody like myself is not because Caucasian Jews are the ones who enslaved him. And I know I'm just real deep about it, is that if I push back on that, I'm now being the one to cover up the conspiracy that my Jewish people perpetrated on him. And if you're speaking to the ADL and then say, here's my money, and then go out and say that and not offer an apology, it's putting the thumb in the eye of everybody who wanted to hear the apology. And I know there's a lot of folks saying, well, why should he apologize if he feels that way? I get it. This is why the guy was suspended. The team, the league, the ADL was expecting to hear the words, I'm sorry. And instead, he's basically saying parts of the documentary were wrong, but the one in which my true Jewishness was stolen by people who are considered the real Jews when they're not. It's just like, really? I thought we had a partner here. Kyrie apologized on his Instagram account last night. And the Nets today, Sean Marks, the general manager, just said that's a step forward on his return. And I can truly hope that there's a partnership in anti-Semitism and hatred. Because Kyrie has a significant voice, and I would love for him to lend it, but I don't know if he feels that I'm just in talking about this, part of the, maybe I'm part of the problem in his mind, and I don't know how to get to a common ground there. So I just don't want to get too deep into it anymore, which we've talked about it enough. I hope Kyrie can understand what I'm saying and we can come to some form of a common ground, and that there is a common ground that we can find to make sure we can all, as he says, be a light for each other. That's what I'd like. He says he's a light. I'd love to shine that light on the problem. And I'd love to shine my light on whatever problem that he thinks there is. And together, it's lit. Let me make that transition now to our usual. I mean, Jason brought up, like, he doesn't think he should be suspended. I mean, how to go there. You ready for a little What's More Likely?
Right now.
Let's do it. Let's go back in the toy department. Yeah, what's More fun. Likely? Hit it.
What? What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. Go for it, Chris Brockman. No,
hey,
what's
guys.
More likely? Let's
how's
let's,
everybody doing?
Let's get into it. What
hey,
do you got over
hey,
there?
Hey, let's do it. Let's just have some fun. All right. Let's get right to it. AFC West road team to get a win. Who's more likely, Chargers or Raiders?
The Chargers are back off of their bye.
At Atlanta.
Keenan Allen.
Not playing.
Said he had a setback on the injury that caused him problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
No Mike Williams either. Austin Eckler was banged up. Raiders at Jaguars.
I can't quit him.
I mean, I'm trying to help you. You know what
I can't quit him. I can't quit him. Look, man, if you're going to take on a team that just came back from London, you want to talk about a short week? They also didn't. They stayed put. You know, they did not fly back west to come back east. They stayed in the area. They're less jet lagged than the team that's home. So.
Well, maybe they're like Russell Wilson and they don't.
I'm taking the Raiders. That is what's more likely. The Raiders are not going to 2-6. And if they do, I want a personal apology.
Yeah, but we suck.
Literally. I want a personal apology.
Yeah.
From who?
Sorry, Jay.
All of them.
I just want Darren Waller to play a game. I just want Darren Waller.
I
want to
hear from Ted Hendricks. If they, you know what I mean? Like, when I say all of them. All of them. All of them.
R.I.P. Ray Guy.
You want Plunkett to, like, apologize?
Yes. What else?
Huge game in Tampa. I mean, absolutely
it
enormous
is that
game.
Last two Super Bowl champs.
Absolutely huge game.
Mm-hmm.
What's more likely, the quarterback to look like their championship self on Sunday, Matt Stafford or Tom Brady?
I'm going to go Stafford.
Oh. You're picking the Rams?
All I'm going to say is both teams have trouble protecting their guy, right?
Yes.
Which team is rolling Aaron Donald downhill?
The Rams.
Okay.
I mean, the other team has Vita Vea.
That's it. That is all I'm hanging my hat on. Okay. It is not about a talent issue. It is not about a want-to issue. It is not about anything other than who is the most disruptive player on that field defensively. Going against a guy behind a line that seems to be able to, unable to protect him up front.
Tom Brady really going to lose four in a row?
It's happened before, hasn't it? It would be a very unhappy Bucks and Tom Brady team that I encounter in Munich, Germany the next week if that happens. Go ahead, Chris. What
Sunday
else?
Sunday Night Football, I think, is going to be fun. I don't know. It's a big spread.
Great sell.
Well,
we're not on Peacock anymore. We're not on Peacock anymore without saying it.
What's more likely? Derrick Henry runs wild in the win or Mahomes throws for 303 tutties?
Mahomes throws for 303 tutties. That is what's more likely, brother. Oh, yeah. Certainly since the ankle injury that Ryan Tannehill had encountered is still bothering him.
Yeah.
So you're going to send Malik Willis into Kansas City.
What you talking about, Malik?
And what's Andy Reid's record coming off a bye again? 20-3.
Good. 20-3.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep. That's what's more likely. What else, sir?
What else? All right, let's go. Lions-Packers, big divisional game there, NFC North.
Yep.
Okay, what's more likely? Two people we've actually heard of catch TD passes for the Packers or the Lions pull off an upset.
What do you mean we've heard? Because are you using Touré as the example?
I'm kind of just making a joke about how they don't really have any receivers.
I think the Packers win this game and the Lions are still first on the clock when it's all said and done. And sure, there's guys that we've heard of. Is Lazard playing? Do we know that as of right now?
Questionable. It's like game time decision.
And if not, I think, again, I saw some positives from the Green Bay Packers in that loss in Buffalo. I sure did. I liked how they ran the football, and I liked how these kids, Dobbs and Touré, made plays for Aaron Rodgers, and I'm sure he felt the same way. So, yeah, I'll go with that one.
All right, what's more likely? Who's more likely a 6-1 team to get upset by a home dog, Bills or Vikings?
6-1 team to get upset by a home dog. The Bills are taking on the Jets.
Bills at Jets, Vikings at Washington.
Yeah, I'll take Washington. I have very little, I know that I'm giving a receipt to the guy. I don't want to ever say that I have a receipt.
You're not going to lock of the week the Jets?
No, I'm not going to lock the week to the Jets this week. Tough guy. No, I think
we're going to be ahead of you in the standings.
I think Heinicke wants to hit the Vikings with the Heinicke. And by the way, is this a revenge game for Kirk Cousins? How could it be termed?
Sure.
No, how could it be returned?
Sure.
When they generationally enriched him.
They franchise
by not believing in
so
him,
times,
you could say, how dare, I'm going to go take that team down because they did not believe in me,
yeah.
Even though their disbelief in me
so
came in the form of an insane amount of money. Thank
could,
you.
Could be a crazy
game. May I have
game.
Another?
Thank you, Seth.
Could be a crazy game in the desert, Seahawks, Cardinals.
You betcha.
How about this? Player to continue their recent dominance.
Geno.
Who's more likely?
Geno.
Well, I'm going Kenneth Walker or DeAndre Hopkins.
I'll go...
D-Hop's been unstoppable
yeah, he
the
has
last
been.
2 weeks.
But I love these kids that are balling out on the defensive side of the ball for Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Spartan.
Guys you've never heard of.
I'm going to go with Sparty. I'm going with Sparty. Oh, you learned the name of Tariq Woolen. And Kobe Bryant, by the way.
Kobe.
Spelled with a C. Yeah. I'll go Kenneth Walker.
All right, 20. Two more. Last
Geno.
One.
Geno.
Geno?
No. Is that okay, that's not the option.
Quarterback, right position.
Two more.
Right
two
position.
More. Go for it.
QB to have a bigger day and a W. Tua in Chicago or Joey B at home against the Panthers?
I'll take Joey B with a bounce back. Hold on a minute.
This anointed one.
Hold on a minute. I'm gonna go Tua. I'm gonna switch it up. What's the concept of a better game? What do you got for me?
Better stats and they get a W.
I'll go Tua.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
That's correct. Okay, salty Tua.
It's gonna be windy.
Can't wait to bring that up with Tyreek Hill shortly. What else?
Do we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
All right.
All right, last one. What's more likely, the Eagles go undefeated or the Phillies come back and win the World
Series?
Nah,
the Eagles go undefeated. I'm sorry, Philly fans, but you all know what's coming your way, I think. I hope I'm wrong for you. I don't think Houston loses both games at home. Do you? Do you?
Stranger things.
Well,
happen,
you answer that question.
Nah, I don't think so either.
Okay. You want to answer that question,
Eagles,
TJ?
Eagles' schedule is pretty easy.
Nah, I agree with you.
Okay. There you go. That's your what's
I
more
think,
likely. What?
I don't know. Part of me.
You think the Phillies sweep? What's more likely?
I mean, okay,
the Eagles
it's not
sweep
more, you're
the
right.
rest of the it's, NFL season or the Phillies sweep the weekend?
I think it's more likely that the Phillies would sweep the weekend.
Okay.
Woo. Wow.
Then the
TJ
Eagles.
Jefferson caping for Yankee fans. Never thought I would hear that.
No, I'm caping for a
your
team
belief, your belief system.
In my division.
Preach.
To win the world. Even though I want Dusty Baker to get a ring, I'm just saying, I feel like this is more likely
okay.
than the Eagles running the table.
Okay.
Can't run the table, man.
Very well, sir. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program when we come back. The number one receiver in the National Football League, a top the receiving yards list, Tyreek Hill, is next on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the Terrestrial Radio Outfit, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this busy Friday. Joe Mantegna is making his way to our studio. We'll chat with him in hour number three in person. Always great to chat with one of our favorites when he stops by. So for those on the Roku channel, he's been here before. This is the first time he'll be on this show, and he's on Roku. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is the leading receiver in the NFL. No receiver has more receiving yards than this guy. From the Miami Dolphins, on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is Tyreek Hill. Is this a cheetah on the phone line right now?
Yes, sir. This is a cheetah on the phone line.
Okay.
What's up, man?
How are you? This is the leopard. This is the leopard. Yeah.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I feel spry. I feel spry. I feel fast. I feel like nice. Quick twitch, you know,
nice,
right
man.
Now.
You feeling fast today?
Oh, every day.
Ate your Wheaties?
Here's the deal. I wake up this way, just like you. I feel it, you know?
You got to feel it. See, that's the biggest thing. A lot of people don't know. You got to wake up and you got to feel it. You got to believe it.
Do you feel that on a Sunday you wake up, I feel fast today? Is that how you wake up on a Sunday?
Hey, I feel it every day, man. It runs through my veins.
Mm. When did you know that you were faster than most? When was that first time where you're like, okay, I'm faster than that guy? Oh, wait a minute, I'm faster than everybody. When did that first hit you, Tyreek Hill?
You know what, man? Like, when I was a little kid, man, like, I hear, like, a lot of stories of, like, pro athletes telling stories of them chasing rabbits and stuff. But for me, like, when, like, me and like, a group of my friends, like, we used to go, like, to the playground. Mm. And, like, on the way to the playground, we had to walk, you know, by certain houses with owners who had dogs. You know what I'm saying? But the dogs were loose.
Okay.
You know, so they would always send me to go first. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I could easily outrun the dogs and, like, get the dogs tired.
Come on.
You know, so, like, that way everybody else could have, like, an easy, you know, way to the playground. So that's how I knew I was the fastest there. You know what I'm saying?
So was there one dog shading over the top of another dog to help? Did you notice that when you were going down? Like, did they shade to your side of the street when you're running?
Look,
you notice that?
My mama always told me, when you're in front of something, you never look behind you. It's just like the scary movie. You don't look back. You just keep going to your destination.
I love that phrase. What a phrase. So what's going on with you this year, Tyreek Hill, where you are leading the league in receiving in a new offense? How does this offense suit you, Tyreek?
Well, man, just for me, man, you know, just being in this league like a long time, just understanding, you know, what I need to do for exactly this team and, you know, how I fit in personality-wise, my skill set, and just who I am as a player, man. I feel like me and Mike, man, and Tua, like it was meant to be. You know, I feel like everything happens for a reason, you know, so God, you know, he put me in a position, you know, to have to make a decision to come to Miami, and everything is working, man. So, I mean, my playing style, it suits Tua, you know, really well. You know, he can throw the deep ball really well. You know, he can throw the ball very accurately to me on the intermediate short passes, you know. So coming here, man, it was a no-brainer, you know. So I'm glad I made that decision, and everything is paying off right now, well, man. So shout out to God, Team God, man.
And I had Andrew Hawkins, former NFL player, in studio a couple, like last month, and he told a story of when he was in Cleveland and Mike McDaniel was the receiver coach, and how McDaniel would tell him about a certain way to get off the line, and that if he did it when at a certain time, he would not see anybody being able to cover him. Now, obviously, you've got the speed already, and combined with this sort of knowledge, I would imagine, would make you even better, and we're seeing it right now. Do you have an example of Mike McDaniel telling you something that you didn't already know that you're using this year to play as well as you're playing, Tyreek Hill?
Well, I feel like with Mike, man, me and Mike's relationship, well, Coach Mike's relationship is great. You know, I feel like he understands, like I said, he understands who I am, and he understands that, like, I'm like a guy. Like, sometimes I get out there and, like, all I do is just, you know, like, I just play football at the end of the day. It may not be the prettiest thing, but what I will say is he does allow me to do certain things that this offense usually doesn't allow in the past. You know, so all I do is just play ball. And, you know, I think me having, you know, Coach Wes Welker, you know, who was a great player in this league, you know, a long time, you know, also helps me, you know, holding me accountable every day, you know, making sure that I show up every day with the same mentality that I want to get better. You know, I want to try to, like, lead this game as one of the best receivers who's ever played this game, you know. So I think having those two guys on my head every day, even though it sucks, you know, it helps me a lot.
What do you mean?
You know, so like I said, man, I'm very thankful.
What do you mean it sucks? What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
You know, because like, man, like, we all human and we all go through it, man. Like, some days you just be like, you know what? I am tired. You know, like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling good. But then when I come into work, it's like, Wes is like, 10, I see it. Like, I need you today. I need that energy today. And it's like, bro, like, leave me alone. Like, I just want to be me. But, like, I need that. Like, I feel like sometimes we all need that sometimes just to keep us going. You know what I'm saying? Because I could be a motivation to somebody else. And, you know, I need that leadership, or I need that accountability, you know, out of Wes to hold me accountable. So, and Coach McDaniels too. So I really appreciate it.
Tyreek Hill here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about your quarterback, because when Mike McDaniel said he's one of the most accurate throwers he's ever seen, you chimed in saying that he was elite, if I'm not mistaken, and compared him to your previous quarterback in Mahomes. There was a lot of flack given. So you want to pound a table for him and what you're seeing right now out of Tua?
Yeah, man. A lot of people call me crazy, man. Like, a lot of people call me, like, a lot of names, you know, during this offseason, you know, when I went, you know, on my podcast, it needed to be said and said, hey, yo, this guy is definitely one of the most accurate quarterbacks I ever played with, if not the most accurate quarterback I've ever played with. And a lot of people took that, as I said, that he's the best quarterback I played with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two different things. You know, like, when I look at Tua, you know, the amount of things that he's been through in his career, you know, like, it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, situations aren't fair, but for him to be able to, like, hold his head up, you know, continue to, like, want to get better, continue to, you know, want to progress his game in many areas that people say he's weak in, you know, shows what kind of guy he is, you know, outside of football. Like, he's so resilient. He's so humble, you know. And to me, man, I feel like he's having an MVP-type year, you know, minus the games he missed. Like, just imagine the games, if he would have played those three games, you know, what we could have been or what his stats would have been. But it's football, man. Things happen for a reason, you know, so we all live and we learn.
Personally, Tyreek Hill, if I can give my 2 cents, and I have from this chair on my show here, Tua is too humble. He needs to speak with his chest more. I love the salty Tua. I like him coming yesterday when somebody asked him how he's improved or what he can work on. And he's like, I think we've got the deep ball down, huh? Right? Like, and he just looked at everybody in the crowd like, yeah, don't, right? I got the deep ball, right? And then he goes, yeah, that's a subtle dig. And I'm like, no, don't call it a subtle dig. Just say it and leave it on the table. Like, let's get more salt there. What do you think?
Hey, that's the thing about Tua. If you get to really know Tua, man, I tell him all the time, man, drop your nuts sometime, man. But, hey, I get it. I get it. Hey, I get it, man. Like, he's the face of this organization, man, and people know it, you know. So, he still got to build his way up to that. And I like it, man. I love him being humble, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to put it. I'm like saying a little more salt, and he needs more salt in his diet. You know what I mean? Like, salty. Just say it. Just say it. I love it. Right?
Gotta let them things drop.
Yes, just exactly. Speak it. Speak it. I like it. Into existence. I love it. So what do you think? You've clearly been to the mountaintop. Do you think this team's got Super Bowl threads in it right here? Do you think this is a Super Bowl team, Tyreek Hill? You know what that looks like. What do you think?
I mean, obviously I do, man. But, you know, one thing I learned about being in this league, man, like, this league will, like, humble you real quick, man. So all we can do is just take it, you know, one week at a time, you know, continue to get better on the offensive side, the defensive side, special teams, and as a whole team, man, and, like, truly, you know, find out, you know, who you are moving forward. You know, I feel like there have been several weeks, you know, where offensively, you know, we've been putting drives together, you know, but we haven't fully capitalized. You know, last week was a starting point of, you know, who we can be, you know, but there are several things that we can fix moving forward. So, I'm looking forward to, you know, growing with this team, you know, becoming even more of a leader for this team. And I'm very excited, man, about the future.
And obviously, if the defense can get off the field and put you back on it, that's helpful. And you know that better than most, obviously. We couldn't help but notice when Bradley Chubb got acquired, you took to Twitter and simply popped on there, am I reading this right? Right?
That's Yeah. Because, at first I was confused. I'm like, dang, so we really did sign Bradley Chubb? Because to me, bro, it seemed like Twitter know all that. It's like some. It seemed like Twitter know all the information before it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It was like several speculations that, oh, Bradley Chubb is going to sign. And I'm like, bro, how are we going to sign Bradley Chubb? Like, he's like Denver's best defensive player. And, like, next thing I know, I'm like, am I reading this right? So I'm like, crazy.
So you crowdsourced it, and then what was the response to your tweet? What was
it? I was fired up, man. I was fired up in my house. My mom was like, what's going on? I'm like, bro, we just signed Bradley Chubb. She was like, I don't know who that is, but he got to be good. He got you fired up. I'm like, yeah, he like that.
He is like that. So what does that mean in the locker room? What do you think?
Well, for the locker room, man, I feel like he's going to bring, like, another edge, you know, like another, you know, side to that defense, man, that they already got. You know, fierce, you know, always running to the ball, you know, just that mentality of the game, man. Like, we already got some special playmakers over there, you know, like, I can name them all. Like, I literally can name all 11 of the guys because all 11 of those guys are special on that side of the ball, man. And just with the coach, you know, the way that he schemes it up, you know, Josh, he does a great job, you know, bringing, you know, different personnels, you know, putting, you know, his best players in certain situations to make plays, man. So looking forward, man, to that defense, man, making a lot of plays. And also looking forward to Bradley Chubb throwing up that peace sign on the touchdown.
I bet. Tyreek Hill here on the Rich Eisen Show. In the few minutes I have left, let's talk a little bit about your family foundation, the Tyreek Hill Family Foundation. You've got an upcoming event there in Miami on November 11th. What's this about?
Well, really for me, man, it's really about, you know, just giving them back to the community and also, man, just trying to raise awareness, man, for like mental health. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, go through mental health. Like I said, like, those days I'd be, you know, not wanting to, like, practice. Or, like, I'm physically going through something, man. But really, like, I'm scared to, like, talk about it. So, really for me, man, just bringing awareness to mental health, you know, trying to raise as many funds as we can, you know, trying to bring people together for a good cause, you know, for some laughs, you know, for some good pictures. And, you know, do something great for the community of Miami, man.
You talking about gray days? You wake up, you got gray days? That's what Jay Glazer talks about sometimes, that he wakes up and he's just feeling gray. Is that what you're talking about, mental health?
Yeah, I'll be feeling gray sometime, man. You feel me?
I do. So how can people get involved? Can they just go on? How can people find out more about this?
So if people want to get involved, if people want to donate money, you know, to the Tyreek Hill Family Foundation, that's all you got to do. Go to the website, TyreekHillFamilyFoundation.org, mm-hmm. You know, or you can go to all of my socials. All of my socials are at Cheetah, the fastest land animal in the world, you know, and just literally just click the link in my bio, And, you know, it's simple, man. You can, like, we're taking all donations from one penny to $100,000. So you can donate anything you want to, man. Just make sure it's from your heart, man, because, you know, like, we got to do this together. If we want to change the world, we got to do it together, not one man.
Absolutely. TyreekHillFamilyFoundation.org for more on that. And you know what? I'd love, if you don't mind, I'll reach out to you in the coming weeks. If you could be part of my run, you know, I've tweeted at you every now and then at Cheetah, you know, about somehow, some way, you and I lining up together for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And, you know, maybe you give me what, a 20 yard head start, something like that, on the 40. And
you know what?
What do you think?
You know what, that would be awesome, man. But you know what else would be awesome?
What?
If you donate, you know what I'm saying, and you show some love to my mental health program that I got going on. I would love to come out and give you a 30-yard head start.
30? A 30-yard head start? Oh, my gosh.
The disrespect is real.
It sure is. It sure is. Okay, 30-yard head start. Well, definitely look for a donation from me. To your family foundation. That is no question about that. And then 30-yard head start. I would love that. I think people would dig seeing that, and we could raise a lot of money for kids doing that too. So look for my information on that, Tyreek Hill, because I will accept that challenge. The leopard says I accept.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
So basically, should I say when I look at your note to me, when you say, I will give you a 30-yard head start, I should say, am I reading this right? Should I do that?
Yeah, that is exactly what you should be saying.
Okay.
Am I hearing that right?
Can you give me a read of your tweet? I'm just wondering what it sounded like.
Am I reading this right?
That's exactly how we thought it would sound, Tyreek Hill.
Face all puzzled, everything. It
does. Thank you for calling in. Again, the Tyreek Hill Family Foundation has an upcoming event coming up in Miami on November 11th. Really enjoy watching you ball out with Mike McDaniel, who has been on this show. And tell Tua some more salt in his diet, okay? That's what I want, more salty Tua. Will you tell him that for me, please?
I will tell Tua that. I will even tell Tua's girl to piss in his cereal to get him high. I will tell him that.
Do it, please. And you're not seeing it right now, but me and me saying goodbye, I'm throwing up the deuces to you.
Are.
Okay, we're all throwing up deuces, saying goodbye.
Yes, sir. Spread that awareness, man. Peace.
There it is, right there. Tyreek Hill, everyone. At Cheetah, the fastest land animal on the earth and in the NFL, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to simply open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone.
Wow.
It's a lot in there, but I do believe you are correct in the, am I reading this right?
So it's on the I, right?
Am I reading this right?
Am I reading this right?
That was it.
There you go.
Because I'm like, am I reading this right? And you're like, am I reading this right? Like, you got the eye and the reading. I think that's what it was.
Well done. Well done all around.
Very much so. And everybody should donate.
Absolutely.
We have donated on behalf of all you guys.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks.
The disrespect is real. Let's be honest, though. Hold on a second. 30-yard head start?
Okay, hold on a second.
30-yard head start.
Hold on a second.
Meaning he starts when I hit the 30-yard line? Nah, I still win that one.
I agree.
20? Now here's the base, if you will. The baseline is Deion Sanders when he was in character. What was the name of that Leon Sandcastle?
Leon Sandcastle. Yep.
Great promotional campaign many years ago.
Yeah.
Deion was in full Leon Sandcastle costume.
Mm-hmm.
With a big ass fro. And he ran with me step for step. And then right around the 25-yard line, flipped his hips and then backpedaled the rest of the way and almost beat me.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And he was in his 40s when he did that, I bet.
When they do the simulcam on top, like who, the biggest lead they ever give you is
five
what?
Yards.
They do it.
10?
10 before,
maybe?
I think.
10 yards?
But that's for someone who runs a 4.2. I think.
This guy?
I think even at 20 yards, you probably win.
No.
We got to do it at like
I don't know about
15.
That. 15.
I think 15 is probably the right number where
20 yards is fair, man.
20 yards is a lot. Halfway?
I think you're giving me a little bit too much credit.
You know what? Go run another 40 in your suit.
I'm Scott doing, Zolak just told me
I'm
to
just
throw
doing it. Simple okay. math. Thanks, Scott. I'm just doing simple math. Like, if you run a 6-0, right? He's got to run a 4-0 to beat you. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen.
I was told there'd be no math on this test. All right. Do you know I'm more verbal? That's why I do this for a living.
I think 15 yards is fair.
Okay. I don't do code, you know?
You're not coding?
I'm not coding.
You're not going to work for Elon?
No, definitely not. It's quite a day in that neighborhood. Let's take a break. When we come back, are you ready, TJ, to open up the doors of the church?
I think the church.
TJ Jefferson?
I think we all need to go to church at this point.
Okay, very good. It's time for fantasy advice. Certainly since Jonathan Taylor has been ruled out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to adjust on the fly for that one.
Okay, very good. Wow. Very good. That's what's coming up next. Joel Mantegna is in our green room, and he'll be joining us in hour number 3. Don't go anywhere. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
NetSuite wants you to know your numbers at this time, and this time of year for sure. You need to know your numbers. 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle. The job numbers are actually good today, huh?
They were.
And the gas is down, but I'll tell you what. You need to know your numbers thanks to the number one cloud financial system. Gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR planning, and budgeting. It's so easy. It's all in one place. So you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins all, again, in one place. It's amazing. That's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. That helps you identify rising costs, automate your business processes, and easily allow you to see where you can save money. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to NetSuite.com/richradio right now. NetSuite.com/richradio. NetSuite.com/richradio. Are you ready, sir? Are you ready?
Brother Eisen, we stay ready so we don't have to get
okay. Ready. Hit it, please. Hit it.
Rise up. The fantasy church is open.
Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters, it is good to see you today, and we're going to take you to church. I want to let you know right off the bat, though, we tell you how the devil is always trying to stop us. Well, the devil's coming in the form of bye week again, so we got some bye week problems. Just to let you know, Browns, Cowboys, Broncos, Giants, Steelers, and 49ers.
Six of them.
All on bye. That means, you don't get Dak and Tony Pollard, and you don't get Russ, and you don't get Brother Saquon, and Well, Steelers, you don't really got nobody. And you'll get Whoa. Brother McCaffrey. Whoa. You know, you don't have to.
You used to work in a Foot Locker in Pittsburgh.
I know, but no, hometown like that. There's Najee? No one fantasy wise that we're gonna do. All right, now, brothers and sisters, let us rise up and let me get you ready for Week 9 of the fantasy season. Yes, by telling you who is not him. I said who is not him. I said leave him on the pew next to you because he will not lead you down that path of glory and salvation, and that is brother TJ Hockenson. Now, right off the bat, TJ Hockenson's great. I like him, but he just got traded. Washington does a good job against tight ends. I'd leave brother Hockenson on the pew for this week and then look to start in him as he becomes more familiar with brother Cousins and the rest of the Vikings offense. And Michael Pittman Jr., we're going to sit brother Pittman. You know, he wasn't bad in his first start with his new quarterback, but the thing about this is it's New England, right? And there's something about your boy, Bill Belichick, shutting down the top targets that I don't
Sam
like.
Sam Ellinger.
The Pats have allowed just 4 touchdowns to opposing wide receivers this year. So it's hard to imagine him having a big game. Maybe a 3 at best, but I'm going to leave brother Pittman alone. And then you got brother Devin Singletary. Now, I'm interested to see how he and brother Hines work together in Buffalo.
All right.
But he's going to be losing touches to Hines a little bit.
Brother Cook's there, too.
And yeah, that's the other thing I was going to say. Brother Cook, he's there. He's Deacon Cook. He's ready to graduate and become a brother. So,
pardon me. I'll stay out of that lane.
I'd say use him as a flex, but if you got someone better, I'd say leave brother Singletary on the pew next to you. And now we're going to talk about the players that will lead you down the path of righteousness and glory. You see, the land of milk and honey will be yours if you just believe. And those players are Josh Palmer, wide receiver of the Chargers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let me tell you something. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are both hurting. Falcons allow the most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers.
That's a good one, TJ.
Mike Williams is out. And Brother Palmer, he was in a little concussion situation. He passed all protocols. Look, he's going to be Justin Herbert's number one target, I think, at this point, especially if Keenan's still hurting. So, you know, let's take go with Brother Palmer.
All right.
Because I feel like he will lead you to salvation. Now, we talked about the Chiefs earlier, who you can't trust. I got a feeling about brother Juju this week. Juju on that beat. You know, Juju quietly averages 7 targets per game. And right now, I think he's the clear number one wide receiver for brother Mahomes. And brother Mahomes averages 38 passes per game. He likes to put the ball in the air. And they're first in red zone pass attempts. Juju, you might not know this, he's number 5 in red zone targets. Okay, so I'm just saying, brother Juju might lead you to glory. And then we got brother Geno, right? Now, Geno Smith's been balling a little bit. You might be like, yeah, he probably would start Geno. But remember, his first game against the Cardinals, he just had 11 points. Didn't play that well. I think this is going to be a high-scoring matchup. I believe brother Geno is going to ball out. He's going to have to put some points on the board to hang with brother Kyler and brother D-Hop. So I would say make Geno him and put him in your lineup. Now we do about the head of gut. This is when you listen to the word or you just go with that Holy Ghost feel. And I'm telling you, I want you to reach deep down into your gut and start brother Taylor Heineke.
Hit it with the Heineke.
We're going to start brother Heineke this week against the Vikings. You see, this could be his last chance if brother Wentz is healthy, right?
Brother Wentz is going to have to sit on the pew, sir.
I believe so, but Minnesota has allowed 55 fantasy points over the past 2 games to the Dolphins and the Cardinals. Heineke's averaging 20.5 points per game, guys, so brother Heineke, he might be able to work for you this week and get you to that Holy Land. And I would just want to tell you 2 other things, Rich. A lot of guys falling off. A lot of guys getting traded. There's a few players that I need you to pick up on your team if you want to win. You see, these players are going to show you the way.
Oh,
they're going to show you the way to righteousness and enlightenment, and that is Van Jefferson. Think about him. If you got room, pick him up. Brother Isaiah, most likely to catch touchdowns from brother Lamar.
That's a good
especially
one.
With Breshad, brother Bateman out. And then we got Jaylen Warren. He's on a bye this week. We don't know what's going on with Najee. Pick up Jaylen, stash him, and also brother Deion Jackson, now that we know that Jonathan Taylor is out. Brothers and sisters, let me just tell you this. If we could all walk that path called love, we can all get to that promised land.
Well,
can I get an amen?
Joe Montaigne is coming up in studio.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Well done.
I like the Isaiah Likely pick. I picked him up.
Yeah, he's nice.
Did you like that?
Certainly.
Most likely to score?
Well, I don't know if Mark Andrews is going to go.
might not go. And even if he does,
having him in your back pocket for Monday night, I got a flex spot that I kind of can play with. Certainly since Dallas Goedert got me 21 fantasy points last night.
He did.
The only thing that was working at the poker table last night was Dallas Goedert.
Oh, really? Cold cards.
Started.
Cold. Bad beats.
Huh?
Bad beats.
That's why I'm glad Joe Mantegna's here, so we can go dive into the criminal minds of of the poker gods. How's that for a little bit of twist?
Amen.
You was not him at the table.
He was not.
You should have stayed on the pew, brother.
What's going on? Is Austin Eckler hurt too? What the hell is happening? Come off a bye.
Even more reason.
What the hell?
To get Brother Palmer on your team.
Sneaky good Falcons this week.
Huh?
Sneaky good Falcons this week.
You like the Falcons this week?
I do.
You do, huh?
I do.
To pad their lead in the NFC South?
I also have Mariota. I got to start Mariota this week too. So
you're in trouble, aren't you? Just admit it. You're in trouble.
My team stinks.
I got it.
I have A.J. Brown. That's the only saving grace.
Brother Boy, is he amazing. Boy, is he amazing. All right, so we will take a break right here on the Roku channel and Sirius XM and Odyssey. And when we come back, hour number three, John Mantegna is going to join us in studio.
Brother Mantegna.
We'll talk criminal minds, but when we come back, I'll talk about the rest of week 9 and games that I'm looking forward to.